I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. In April of 1994, it took only 100 days to see nearly a million people, that's over a tenth of the population, killed during Rwanda's genocide. Those 100 days will be commemorated by Book of Hope's 100 Days of Hope. Book of Hope's Cal Ratt says they have a lot of work ahead of them.
We are going to train 1,200 people in Rwanda, young people primarily, to go into the schools and to distribute and put on a program, a dynamic program that explains the gospel to just over 2 million students in schools.
Meanwhile, hurricanes, tsunamis, and earthquakes have taken their toll on victims, but also on donations. Those specific relief efforts were well funded. That's going down. Here's Life Inner City's Ted Gandy says their funding is also going down 30%, impacting their Box of Love holiday meal program.
We're working with 550 different churches and organizations, and they've identified 29,000 families that they wanted to serve. So our goal is to actually raise the funds for 29,000 boxes, which would translate to around 170,000 people.
$37 funds an entire Box of Love that also includes God's Word. And International Aid reports their teams continue to ship 20 supply missions a day to the hardest-hit areas of Hurricane Katrina. In Hancock County, Missouri, most of the homes were destroyed, requiring even more aid. And with the onset of cold weather, it's important to continue to provide food, medicines, and shelter for the thousands of displaced families. IA's Church to Church initiative is going well, with more than 100 churches and church groups connected. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News' church bulletin inserts is a great way to keep missions in front of your church each month. For more information, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.